You're having a threesome with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers. And now, It's Complicated.
Hello, Master Daters. Welcome back for another episode of It's Complicated.
Your fave podcast for all things dating and relationships.
A one-stop pod shop for the latest trends, reality TV, and celebrity couple gossip.
Plus, everything we've got going on in our own love lives.
We're your village, and we think you can't date or relate without us.
And you should be pumped to be here because we are bringing you the expertise and guests who are filled with all the answers that'll take some guessing out of the game.
Make sure you subscribe and share our pod with your friends so we can help grow the village even bigger. You can find us at It's Complicated Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell a friend. Time to talk about celebrities and their love lives because it makes the regular people's drama feel way less complicated.
And speaking of complicated, we're talking about cheating today. All right, guys, when do we let it go? When do we move on from ridiculing the cheater and for our own sake, like, you know, freeing up all of that horrible negative energy and like not talking about it with other people all the time? And could this be why maybe some people and us might be a little mad at Ariana Maddox? Okay, let's get into that. And also a thought here, if we were rich and famous and had everything at our fingertips, would we be on our fourth baby and our third marriage? I don't know. Let's find out because we heard a rumor about Kylie Jenner and it has us thinking. Let's start out with, are we mad at Ariana Maddox? Rob, you have some specific thoughts about this. Do we feel like we need to let this like scandal cheating thing go? Are we over it? What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not mad about anything. I'm just over it. Like, I'm just over it. Like, yes, I know Vanderpump's on now. And yes, I know that like we're still kind of mentally still in the scandal because it's happening on our TVs every Tuesday night. But like this was over a year ago that this happened. Okay. Tom doesn't even fucking talk to this girl anymore that it happened with. Their relationship's completely gone. Right. And we just find out that Ariana's now hosting Love Island USA, which look, here's the thing with the whole Ariana situation for me. Because I know her personally, right? And she's always been nice to me. She's not the warmest person in the world. Do you know what? Like whenever, and she knows who I am and we're cordial and I only get like a side hug and a quick hi. Do you know what I mean? So unless you're like in her tight circle, it's not like this poor woman who was like saving orphans and like, you know, ran an animal shelter and like did all this great things in her life. And then this bad thing happened to her. Now we have to give her everything because she's been such a generous giving human being her entire.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah.
Like I'm glad that something bad that happened turned into something good, but we have to, but the double standards are fucking crazy. Like they're fucking crazy. If this happened to Tom, if Ariana cheated with her with one of Tom's best friends, and she did it, Tom would not be getting all this fucking love.
Well, he
would
not be getting to him, but not with her. It happened with
Kristen. I know. That's the thing.
Exact freaking thing. And now fucking nobody, they talked about it for like an hour and then everyone let it go.
And everybody was like, get over it, Tom. And then when Tom tried to bring it up this season where he's tried to be like, hey, you know, you did this to me. Jax, you did this to me. You know, like that kind of shit. Everybody's like, get over it. That was 10 years ago. And it's like, okay, well, do we get over? Is that how long the time is before we get over Ariana? And where was my fucking compensation? Where was my, where was what I get? And also we have to remember that Ariana's judgment was to date this guy for 10 fucking years. He's always been the same guy. He's always been Tom Sandoval. He hasn't changed a bit. Did he do something that was fucking weird and mean and hurtful? Yes. But Tom Sandoval has always done, he's always been a narcissist, you know? So
they,
like
they've all cheated. And even like you watch this season and you watch Lala kind of start to feel like, okay, shit, you know what? Like, I've kind of been in this position before and I need to stop throwing stones at glass houses because like this is kind of fucked up. Like I've been in Tom Sandoval's shoes in some
they
way.
They all have. My point they is that, yeah, my point is though, is that Ariana chose to be in a relationship with this man for 10 years. It wasn't like she was in it, got bamboozled and was like, oh, this guy sucks, and then got herself out. She was going to keep going in this relationship. She was going to have babies and everything. And apparently the relationship was getting really rocky. It was coming to an end anyway. I'm just saying that like when do we stop being like, we need to put this woman up on a fucking pedestal? I'm happy that she's getting positive out of negative. It's just, this whole shit is just gone too far. You know what I mean? She's a nice girl. She's a nice girl, but she's not like amazing. She's fine. She's fine. She's a fine person, you know? And now it's time to move on.
Regardless of how nice she is or not, which I get why you're saying that, like, there's a boundary here. I think, well, first of all, we need to touch on the fact that didn't Ariana get into a relationship with Tom while he was with Kristen?
Yeah, and apparently they were ending and the same shit, right?
No, didn't Ariana hook up with another cast member like Kristen or Lala or
something? Ariana's hooking up with Sheena in Vegas and Lala right. in the back of the car. And yeah. She's hooking up with people all over the place during the last 10 years.
So I don't know.
But Tom knew about it.
That's a little different. But yeah, again, we can't get into semantics here about how it's different because blah, blah, blah. I mean, whatever.
That's all we do is get into semantics. That's our whole podcast.
No. I'm saying semantics. Like they throw that against Tom, basically, like our argument before, where they're all guilty of doing the same thing, but they'll be like, well, that was different because it was 10 years ago. Or, well, that was different because she wasn't that good of a friend. It's like, no, fuck that. You all do it. You're all being hypocritical. Like, stop. But I think that it gets a little dangerous here because a lot of girls look up to Ariana, and whether or not she likes that or not, whatever. And the fact that society is celebrating this person that's been cheated on is a little bit, I think there's a fine line because it starts to make it look like I want to make this bad thing happen to myself so that I can get all of this validation outside from the outside sources.
Yeah, like, it's I'm going to be on Dancing with
the Stars. I'm going to be the star of Chicago. I'm going to be the host of Love Island. Like, see, like, these girls thinking that you can seek out somebody treating you bad, but it's okay. And I think there's a fine line between supporting people when they're down and then taking it too far and, like, we feel like this has maybe gone too far. Like,
I was going to say, we're elevating her because it feels like we're taking her victimhood and we are celebrating it, like you're saying. And I mean, even to the point of her brand deals, they are making like a tie between breaking up with her previous phone network and signing up for T-Mobile and all of these other things. And she's got, you know, a cocktail recipe book out of it and so many things. And I think that's what's annoying. That storyline is annoying. We're done. And also, to your point, Rob, we have to relive it over and over again because the timing of when something is released and not. I almost wish, just like in these reality dating shows where things are under embargo and we don't hear about any of it until it's actually like released on air. Like, let's talk about other things between, because now I'm so confused by like what's happening. Like, just when we talked about Jax and Britney splitting up and then we're like, oh, we're going to see it on The Valley. But the news came out before the show and it's like, well, why am I going to watch then?
You want to see how it unfolds, right? And sure. Then like, and then in this season of Vanderpump, you're seeing we saw what happened. They went and got their cameras and we saw them fight. And now we're seeing the comeuppance for Tom, right? We're seeing how he works his way back into the system, how Ariana and Katie like it, you know, what's happening with Short, like how everybody's recovering from this. My thing is with Ariana, she might have gone a little too far. Like this, it might be, this Love Island thing might be the one straw too many that breaks the camel's back for people around the world. It might be like, great, she got that. Great, she got that. Great, she got that. Great, she got that. Okay, now she's getting this. Okay, now we're doing this. Okay, now she's...
I actually think that might fizzle out. I think maybe... we know how casting works. Like, this was probably all right in the heyday of when this came out, and they were capitalizing on people caring about her story. And it, in these different areas, it's relevant, I would say, you know, maybe the Love Island bit because of her relationship. But I don't know, playing Roxy Hart on Broadway or like any of these other things, like Dancing with the Stars. I'm sorry, are you a star? And also, why do little girls look up to you? This is a show little girls shouldn't be watching to start. But second, like, I think people will be fatigued by her because what really is her talent? Did she come to LA to be an actress?
Word. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, though, to play devil's advocate, and for her sake, like, she is also her. So what, and worried about herself, which she should be. So if you're her and people are offering you things, are you going to be like, no, I shouldn't do that because people are going to get annoyed by me? I mean, it's a little oversaturation, but like, again, if you're her, what are you going to do? What if they're also like, you know what? You were on Dancing with the Stars. You have a lot of on-camera charisma that we see outside of your Vanderpump show. We really like you like this. Maybe she auditioned to host and they're like, wow, you are actually very good at this. Like, we really want you on. We like how like dry and funny you are. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, are you really turning down shit if you're her? No, you're not, right? Like, I mean, you can't really blame her, but at the same time, like, we are also like, enough.
Well, you can't blame her, but fatigue is a great word. Like, you're going to get fatigued with this, and it's going to be like, maybe Love Island, she takes this and this is her new gig from now on, and like, she does this and the show, and great, then just keep doing that in Vanderpump. I don't think Vanderpump's got more than one season left in it, to be honest. So like, maybe she's trying to find a new island to live on, yeah, you know, smart. As far as like her career goes. But like it's funny because they are comparing the sandwich shop now to Schwartz and Sandy's, and Sandoval going off and playing his music and not talking about, you know, really working on the restaurant and making that big. And now she with the sandwich shop that they have is not, they keep saying it's doing stuff, but it's not doing stuff.
Wait,
you know?
is Tom Sandoval still involved with Schwartz and Sandy's, or did they kick him out?
No. They put him on pause for a little while. They're like, maybe don't come around here much anymore.
But he's still like, it's still,
yeah, it's still him, Greg. And
confusing that it's like Schwartz and Sandy's, and then she owns a sandwich shop, like Sandy's sandwich shop. And where is this? Has anyone been to the sandwich shop?
Yeah, but that's my point, right? It's kind of still like they are dealing with a lot of permits and stuff like that. It's like two buildings down from Sir on where the Abbey is. So it's right between the Abbey and Sir.
Oh, on, what a prime location.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it is. It's going to be, it'd be a great hit for tourists and stuff, you know, to come get a sandwich. But she's off doing other stuff all the time, so it's hard to get her to focus on the shop.
And are Tom and Ariana still in real time, like today in April 2024? Are they still living together?
No. She just bought a $1.6 million house in the hills.
Damn. Because she can afford it now. I mean, listen, here's the thing. Like you're saying, Lauren, like I don't blame her for taking opportunities. It's just, I would love her storyline to change and she to maybe control the messaging and empower herself in a different way than connecting it consistently to the heartbreak or somebody else doing something. Like your point, Rob, she was a active participant in this relationship. She saw who he was, what he was about, and stayed with him and was in this whole world ecosystem of drama. And she thought something different would happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of victim blaming a little bit, but like it's that she was okay with who he was before he did something to her. So it didn't matter what he was doing to other people or how he was acting around other people or how he was acting in public, because it wasn't happening to her. And now that it happened to her, that's the worst thing in the world, you know? So now
it's the worst thing in the world. And
like, we make our choices.
And I think that puppeteering of like other people around, like she's not allowing anybody to be friends with him. And if Tom Sandoval, and if they are, then she won't speak to them. It's an older episode from this newest season of Vanderpump, but I just saw Sheena say like, hey, you know, I think maybe we should stop being so hard on Tom. Like I talked to Lisa about it, and she and Ariana just shut that down real quick. She controlled it super fast. It was like, nope, nobody should feel sorry for him. Fuck him. He's this, he's that. Don't feel sorry. And it's kind of like,
the thing with the show though, is that it did happen 3 months after everything went down. So like March of 2023 is when everything went down, in the beginning of March 2023. And then they started shooting in June of 2023. So it was still really, really fresh for everybody and for Ariana.
The current season we're watching right now was only 3 months later.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But
Yeah. For her to be like, don't talk to that stupid motherfucker and don't bring him around me. I get that.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that. I'm just talking like, when do we say, like, I have people sending me stuff like about her and the situation all the time. And I'm like, ugh, it's been a year. Like, let's just move on from this. Who cares? You know, but like I said, the flip side of that coin is that we're watching it on TV right
now. Yeah, that kind of is
our living room.
It's like old wounds.
Yeah, that's kind of confusing. And speaking of moving on, we should move on like Kylie Jenner moves on, because she got out of that relationship with whatever the fuck his name was.
Bad Bunny? Was that Bad Bunny?
No.
That's Kylie.
Kylie was with Bad Bunny?
No.
Yeah. Kylie's with Timothy Chalamet.
No, her sister was with Bad Bunny.
Kendall.
Yeah. Kylie was with some rapper that she had two kids with, and now she has moved straight on to Timothy Chalamet. And apparently there are some rumors about this couple. So Okay, so Daniel Tosh has a show. I think it was his podcast.
Doesn't have a show.
Okay, then it must be his podcast.
I think his show went off the air in 2015.
Anyway, he definitely has some sort of a show. And I think it was a podcast where on April 2nd, he was saying that he heard a rumor. He was in a grocery store in Malibu, and he asked the store clerk, why was the store closed yesterday, meaning April 1st? And the grocery store clerk said, hey, I'm not supposed to repeat this, but the Kardashians were here and they were filming. They shut down the whole grocery store so they could film like they were shopping in a grocery store. And Kylie Jenner revealed that she's pregnant. And Daniel Tosh said, I don't know if this is true. This is just what I was literally told from the grocery store clerk. Now, I guess people from the camp of the Kardashians, I don't know who, have said, no, that's not true. And we've never filmed in a grocery store. Does sound like something they would do, like shut a grocery store down and then pretend like they're casually shopping in the grocery store. But they said they denied it all. But it got me thinking, and it got us thinking, like, you know, because you're like, man, she has two kids with this guy. Now she's with Timothy Chalamet. They've been together for like a year, and now they're having kids again. And she's really young and he's really young. Like, oh my God, what? This is all so fast and so much. And like, we're in our 40s and we don't even have half this shit. And it makes you think, like, is it, does money and convenience, does that speed the process of like love type relationships up because of romantic relationships? Because all of the outside sources that get you thinking about maybe being hesitant, like a lot of guys are like, no, I'm not financially ready to do this or have kids or whatever. Do you think like having money at your fingertips like that, like all the money in the fucking world, she's like seriously uber rich. It's just like, okay, yeah, let's do this. Let's have more kids. If it's true, do you think if we were all uber rich like that, we would be on like our fourth kid and our third marriage?
I think money does provide those things in a much easier way and quicker, like you're saying. I also think this could possibly be one big April Fool's joke. And maybe while we are looking into it, Kylie probably will be pregnant again at some point because life is long and she is a child. So she will have many husbands and boyfriends and children in her future, the money to pay for it, the brands to support it, all of those things. But guys, what we really care about is that you keep supporting us and tuning in to It's Complicated, where we'll show up weekly with maybe, you know, April Fool's jokes, or maybe not. Maybe we've got news to share that's real, or maybe it's all for reality TV. We don't know. But tune in, like the show, share it, comment, tell a friend. I don't know. If you know that there's any truth to any of these rumors, please reach out to us at Complicated Show on social media, where you can also find me at Jennifer Golden.
You can find me at Forever's Evers on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Lauren Leonelli on Instagram as well.
Bye, Gail.
Thank you for listening to It's Complicated. And now that we're going steady, come back next week for another date with Jennifer Golden, Lauren Leonelli, and Rob Evers.